Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's marathon weekend. We kind of wondered when we would finally be able to say that again. The 125th Boston Marathon is set for Monday, 2.5 years since the last race. Alex Ashlock will be covering the race for WBUR as he has for more than 20 years, and Alex joins us now this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Good to be with you, Alex. So this is the first in-person Boston Marathon since April 2019. The 2020 race was canceled by the pandemic. This year's race was moved from April to this Monday. So how is COVID-19 going to affect the Monday Marathon?
Bob, the pandemic is having a massive impact on this race. Tom Grilk, the president of the Boston Athletic Association, says other than the iconic 26.2-mile course that, as you know, runs from Hopkinton to Boston, just about everything else about this year's race is different.
We've worked closely with our COVID-19 medical and event operations advisory group to bring us all back together as safely as can be done, safely for runners, volunteers, people who work on the race, spectators, and just people who live here, so that they can know that a safe event is going on in their midst.
Alex, I know one of the first things that marathon officials did was reduce the size of the runner field by 40%, down from 31,000 runners to 20,000. But there are other safety protocols for the race as well.
Every runner, Bob, has to show proof of vaccination or take a COVID test that comes back negative. And all that starts today. They're going to the medical tent down in Copley Square. Also, this applies, these same rules apply to the thousands of volunteers who support the race every year. So that's part of it as well. On race day, the runners will show up at a specific time down on Boston Common. They'll have masks on. They'll have to wear their masks on the bus. And that'll be for transportation out to Hopkinton for the start of the race. Dr. Pierre Demacourt is the co-medical director for the Boston Marathon.
Buses will end up in Hopkinton, drop the athletes off. They can use the restroom, they can get a water, but they are encouraged to immediately start running.
Immediately start running. So, Alex, that means there won't be thousands of runners hanging out in Hopkinton waiting for the race to start? There won't be a starting gunfire?
Well, there won't be an athlete's village where the runners usually, every other year, they go out there and they wait for sometimes a couple of hours for the start of the race. There will be a starting gun in some respects for the races when they get underway at 8 o'clock. But for most of the runners, when they get out to Hopkinton, they are just going to get off the bus, maybe get a drink of water, use the restroom, but then they're just supposed to start running. They have chips in their shoes. So when they cross the starting line, that'll be the start of their race. So it's going to be very different. It's called a rolling start, and it's going to be very different this year.
All right, so how are the runners feeling about that?
Well, as you might expect, they're very excited. It's been more than 900 days since the last in-person Boston Marathon. Runners have been dogged by the same uncertainty as everyone else during the pandemic about when things would return to normal. Earlier this week, I was out in Hopkinton, and I spoke to Alana Cassidy. She'll be running her 8th Boston Marathon. Here's what she said.
Hopefully, most runners hopefully have been able to use running as an outlet of a way to balance their lives. I know I have. And whether you have a race coming up or you're just running for your own pure enjoyment, you can keep running. And so you get a nice long training and build up for Boston. So everyone's going to be in really good shape this year after a year and a half to train.
Yeah, she's going to be ready for the race. She lives in Hopkinton, and that makes the fact that the marathon is happening again, especially resonant for her because it's the hometown of the race's start.
All right, what about competition in the races themselves? Will it be fierce? What do you think?
You know, it's a little bit difficult to handicap the race this year because there haven't been any big marathons other than the Olympic marathon in Japan earlier. The men's and women's winners from 2019, the elite races, won't be in the field this year, but still those races are packed with world-class runners, as they always are. The wheelchair races, they fit that bill as well. The men's and women's winners from 2019, American Daniel Romanchuk and Switzerland's Manuela Schaar, are back. And Bob, Schaar won the London Marathon last Sunday, and Romanchuk was second. And Bob, I should just mention that marathon in London last weekend shows you just how crowded the marathon calendar is right now. Because of the pandemic, all of these big city marathons are being run this fall. London last Sunday, as I said, Berlin the week before that. Chicago is this Sunday. Boston is Monday, of course, and New York, November 7th. That brings me to Shalane Flanagan. We all know her, the runner from Marblehead, ran here many times. She's an Olympian. She won the New York Marathon. She's running all of these races between September 26th and November 7th. So that's just kind of crazy.
Wow, you gotta admire that. It'll sure be interesting to see how she does, Alex.
You know, she's done great so far, even though she wasn't really part of the women's elite fields in either London or Berlin. She still finished in the top 20 in both those races.
All right. There will be spectators, and they're encouraged to wear masks on Monday for the marathon here, especially in more crowded areas. There will be the usual security checkpoints, bags and that sort of thing. But what are your final thoughts here? Is it going to be a special day, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think in some ways, Bob, there's going to be so much emotion surrounding this event because so many people are going to be together again in this big marathon on Monday. I'm thinking it might be a little bit like 2014, the year after the marathon bombings. The race returned that year, acknowledging the terrible history, the terrible thing that happened in 2013. And I think a lot of people might be reflecting on that when they run on Monday. Thinking also about the toll of the pandemic, this terrible pandemic that we've been going through. Also, the incredible work done by everyone in the medical community who has taken care of people who have been sick. I just think Monday's marathon is going to take all of that into account. And I think you're going to see some very emotional people running the race and crossing the finish line on Boylston Street on Monday.
Okay. Alex Ashlock will be there covering the race for WBUR, as he has, as we said, for 20 years. Alex, we look forward to the race and to hearing from you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Bob.